guys. I know y'all want to go to the Copacabana.
They fell in love. His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there. And when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar. And then the punches flew. And chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot. But just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana. Here at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love.
I got plenty of gay songs if you want to hear them. This is one of them. This is our boy Barry Manilow.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
From Perfect Swing from JMadams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolf.com.
Howdy, this is Helen from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Greetings and welcome to another installment of Urban Radio. I am the urban terrorist in the box, Oswald. And for the next few hours, we will be talking urban terror. So pull up a chair and get ready for a siliconized to bring you up to date. But first, let's get stone cold crazy with some mandatory Metallica. Hey, I want to say thanks to Civvy for the last minute rip on the Metallica song. That was stone cold crazy. So welcome to the show. I am Oswald and you are listening to Urban Radio. As of tomorrow, Beta 2.5 will have been out for one full week now. And we'll take a look back on the week. Let's see what has transpired in the community and with the development team. Bit of unfortunate news to report as we start off this show is Docta dropped his resignation post in the general forums earlier this week, citing real-world commitments. Unfortunately, I was not able to get to Doc before the show to get some words from him on you know, what he thought about his part in the development, his role, and basically the team, the community, you know, all the stuff that everybody everybody wants to know. Basically, his threat is what he said. He is citing personal reasons, and we'll talk about that a little more later on in the show. We'll also check out the stability of the remainder of the team. There were some rumors that I was going to call it quits, but those are just rumors, and I will stay on with Silicon Eyes development. Many want to know what's next for the mod. While it's probably a bit too early to confirm anything, we will fill you in on what we are planning. Over the course of the next few months, some of this information may change. I'm sure it will change. We'll talk about that as well. We'll also be answering your questions regarding Urban Terror. If you have something you want answered on air, send me a private message with your question, and we will get to it later on. This goes for shout-outs as well. If you want to pimp a clan or yourself, then hit me with your private messages. Try to keep it one to a listener for me and help me out here. Before we get any deeper, we're going to play a little Megadeth. This is a She-Wolf for Mungo Zen. looks like Lego Mancher's going to be a man and take me on here in the Urban Radio server. You can join in 64.180.91.203. That is the Urban Radio server. Oh, she must be home. Ah, Blade's so cool. She set the server up this morning. You gotta love her for that. We are currently in Uptown. Nobody's in there yet. It is Team Survivor. If you want to join in, 64.180.91.203. Come frag a llama. By that, I mean Legomancer, not myself. As I said, that was Megadeth, She-Wolf. That was a request by Mungo Zen Mungo. Thank you very much. As I do every week, I need to give out my props and thanks to those who have made this all happen. We want to thank those who helped support both Beta 2.4 and the 2.5 releases. First and most importantly, a big thank you goes out to you, the gaming community, who have continued to support Urban Terror, Silicon Ice Development, and the radio show, Urban Radio. We also want to thank id Software for Quake 3 and their continued support and belief in both Silicon Ice Development and Urban Terror. They are still head and shoulders above any other gaming engine company out there. So, thanks to those guys. We also want to give our props to those on the quality assurance team. Vinsky, Jeff, Rabbit Cow, Some Loser, Costas and Embalmer from Clan Lick, and those over at Clan Pit. Guys over at LWZ and assorted community members who, of course, I cannot remember all of them right now, who helped us out last minute to test beta 2.5 before we released it. We will be getting more into, we'll be talking about some QA here later on in the show. I think I wrote something about that. It'll probably be expanded a little bit for the upcoming betas. While we don't have a schedule for that, you can plan on something a little bit more widespread than what it was. If you want the Urban Radio server, as I said, 64.180.91.203. That is the Urban Radio server. You can check that out. And I'm getting lit up by Legomancer again. Punk. Where am I here? We also, to the community, thanks for all the input and support up to this point. Without your contributions, ideas, and criticisms, we would not be where we are today. We do look forward to fulfilling your every desire that is not sexual. So keep everything coming into the forums, IRC, ICQ, email, you name it. We will listen and we will see what we can do. And to all the server admins, some I know better than others, but thanks for keeping the servers updated and running. Hopefully you have seen an increase in traffic on your server since the release of Beta 2.5 last Saturday. Also, a special thanks goes out to those who had helped FTP'd the files for us last week. Antitux and Gleam over at LWZ have been instrumental in helping us distribute the files here for 2.4 and 2.5. Hopefully these mirrors are a little bit better than what you've seen in the past from a couple other ones that we won't mention at the moment. And finally, I do want to say thank you to those who have made the development team an integral part. Thank those on the team who helped make Beta 2.5. I know they need absolutely no introduction, but I'm talking about people like Blade Killer and Barbecue, Dr. 8, Sweet Nuts, 27, Thaddeus, Ian, Basilisk, and Crazy Butcher. Those were your main players right there in 2.4 and 2.5. And for the past couple of years, these individuals have also been some of the most dedicated people I've ever been associated with, more so than some I actually work with at my job. Their efforts and dedication not only to the mod, but the community itself never cease to amaze. For your listening pleasure, all the previous Urban Radio shows are available for download. You can head over to thesixthfloor.com, click under Navigation, click on Main, followed by Urban Radio, and you will see all the available files there. Barbecue is a bit behind in working up the 56K version here, but we do have all the versions available if you want to listen. Those are FTP courtesy of Zach over at ZD Web Hosting. He will continue to support the Urban Radio files, but unfortunately due to enormous traffic, he won't be able to support the Urban Terror files any longer. Unfortunately, the traffic was a bit too high on a regular basis, and I guess he got owned. And also thanks to Acid Burn over at ForbiddenNinja.com as he continues to post all the show notes I use here every week. Thank you very much for that. And I also want to give special thanks to Blade Killer, who hosts the official Urban Radio server that we started playing here during the show. While I continue to flail like a llama in it, the gamers seem to dig the action and the radio show going at the same time, and it's a lot of fun. As I said, 64.180.91.203. And finally, okay, this is the last thank you. And finally, what is a show without a host? That host being Team Sportscast Network, tsncentral.com. They have been very instrumental in continuing to support Urban Radio, so we can broadcast live every week. Thanks to the guys like Coldshot, Travelin, Juno, Whizzer, now Blanks, and Whispers over at TSN. You guys are all great. Thank you for everything you have done.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Prepare to go.
Game on.
And actually, we're going to get into a little music here. This is Lacuna Coil for Vampirus over at UTZ. This is Stars. I'm going to hit the server. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty then, we are back. I'm Oswald, you're listening to Urban Radio, and you know what? The server is full. I got kicked off. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, hopefully I can connect here before I actually get to that part of my show where I actually wanted to go in there, play a little bit, and try to broadcast what the hell is going on in there, since I may have to do that next week for a pretty big match that's coming up here, which I don't know if we'll mention today, but sure enough, we will mention it on the forums here later in the week. Well, I am the voice behind Urban Radio. It is you, the community, who makes this show go. Without your contributions, the show would not be possible. If you have something you want to pimp, if you want a shout-out, if you have an idea for a feature in the show, feel free to email me, oswald@urbanterror.net, or find me in IRC on #UrbanTerror. We also post a thread every week before Friday, which we ask for your input, music, whatever you want. We try to keep things down to a minimum on Friday, as it does get a little hectic around here once the show starts. I got one more song here. I got to see if I can maybe get a hold of Blade here and have her up the limit on the server, which I doubt. But give me like 2 more minutes. Listen to A3. This is Mansion on the Hill, and I will be right back. Urban Radio.
Hit the dance around about midnight. A gin and juice and he's a feeling fine. I come on and all sounds went up. Police, a man said the joint was shut. All the brothers getting busted outside. Undercover officer reading on the rights. A one-way ticket while you're prison bound. The night the lights in Dallas went down. So how long we gotta wait until we get the keys to the mansion on the hill?
That was a little A3, Mansion on the Hill, and we're back here on Urban Radio. Seems there's some issues going on with the server here. Not sure what it is. Somebody said it's a 2.4 server, but that's not true. It is a 2.5 server, 64.180.91, and it's offline now. Oh, I'll have to look into that here a little bit. Back to the show. As I mentioned in the intro, it was a very turbulent week for the development team and the community. Beta 2.5... seemed to receive some great compliments from the community, more so than 2.4 did. Beta 2.5 is what Beta 2.4 was supposed to be. But due to the connectivity and lag issues, it was really our first release in which we took a step back as opposed to forward in our development. That's not to say that there were not improvements, because we feel there were. The bug seemed to negate the fact and compound the problems gamers had with connecting the servers. It was sort of a big mess, and we know some admins just decided to roll their servers back to 2.3. You know, no big deal. We worked as best we could to get 2.5 out in a timely fashion, and we do feel that it turned out rather well. Now I'm waiting connection, see if I can get back in there. Where was I here? As many of you know now, we really did not make any formal announcement for beta 2.5 like we did for 2.4. This version was released about 8 p.m. on Saturday last week, and we were lucky enough to get it done, and thanks to those on the QA team and the community who helped us load up the server and make sure we had no problems. The server seemed to handle the load, and we decided to drop it on the community. With the README corrected, thank you very much. The main changes in 2.5 corrected the connectivity and lag problems that were caused by large amounts of data being transmitted to the server. We were also able to resolve the team skin code in 2.5, both issues that plagued us in 2.4. And as you know, there were some other changes. We removed the limitation that we set on the R-gamma C-var, but we did lock four other C-vars. And as far as I know, they are basically C-vars that could have been used to see through walls or, you know, see around or basically gain an advantage. One thing that was limited, which I'm sure we will take a look at here in the future, is going to be the intensity C-var, which, like Gamma, is being questioned by the community as to why we did it. As I said, this will be something we take into consideration since we know each system is different, each monitor is different. Gonna have to deal with it for now for 2.5, and we will see what happens here further on in development. With that, we got a few questions here. Russ Bear would like to hear, it's all good, it's all good. Well, you know what, Russ Bear? It is all good, buddy, so don't worry about anything. Raging Bullet is asking if we have any date in mind for Beta 3. Right now, no. No, we're not even considering a date for Beta 3. I'm sitting here going through the going through the suggestions forum, trying to put down some more suggestions that have been brought to us in the forums. We know all the ideas that we have on this master list are not going to be implemented. Once we have that list, we will go through those, cut them down, and create our design doc from that. Raging Bullet also wants to know how many maps do we plan on releasing with Beta 3. Basically, you can count on all the maps we have in there now, which I believe is 15, plus another, I would say, probably 3 to 5 if we're lucky, maybe more. And I would pretty much say that you're probably looking at a 200 megabyte download, but I don't know. A little too early for any Beta 3 talk right now, but you can check that out later on. Urban Smurf says the interviews of Blade Killer and Sweet Nuts are up. You can check them out over at www.hawkware.tk. If it doesn't work, don't spam me. Spam Urban Smurf. Bar Blitz, he just wants to pimp Battle Ragers Clan. That's bar.rocks.it. Check it out when you have time. Where were we now? Where were we? We're talking damage now. Why 2.5 did not change any of the damage on the weapons. There were a few changes, including some of the sounds to a few of the weapons. The spread movement penalties were increased on both the MP5 and the UMP45. I know this is not really new news at the moment. These will be two weapons that we focus on once we start working on the next beta. I know Doc was talking 2.6 will mainly be a version which was going to focus on weapons. Right now, that too is up in the air. But once we have things worked out here, we will we'll pass along what we plan on doing. So hang in there. We've also received some very good feedback on the G36. The M4, I think, is still probably a bit up in the air. I know Some gamers have been questioning the inaccuracy of it, but right now the M4 and the G36 are pretty well balanced. The improvement in the G36 does come from a reduction in the movement penalty, which allows for better accuracy when running. And I'm still trying to figure out the server here. And now it's full. Oh, well. When we return from this break, we'll look at some of the community's thoughts on Beta 2.5. And both positive and negative. Like I said, pretty much a positive response to it. But there are some negative things, as there will be with any release. So listen to a little Sig Sig Sputnik. This is Love Missile F-111. We'll be right back, Urban Radio. Yeah, a little space guitar.
Up.
Son, the whole world will know my name. And that was a little Sig Sig Sputnik, F-111. That is from their debut album, Flaunt It. And that's what you do when you got it. You flaunt it. I think we have it. We flaunt it. Pretty cool song. And yes, that was from the 80s. This just in from Basilisk regarding the new Urban Terror forums. I know many have been asking about those. He does tell me the forums will go live sometime next week, He does say, I'm damn close, but I haven't been able to work on them the past few days. I rewrote a majority of the back-end code, so the application is almost entirely XML, XSL. He says this will make the forums extremely fast for the users. We will also be appointing moderators in the next few days to help us out on the new forums. Please do not ask us to be a moderator. We will come to you if we feel you would make a good moderator. While we'll probably only start out with four or five, if there is a demand for more, we will surely add them. And right now, like I said, I know we do have a little list going on our forums. And we do have a couple names on there that we will be asking here in the next few days if they would like to help us out. If not, their spot will become open and we may ask you. Got time for a few more questions here, so I don't want to get into the next section. So let me pull those up. Death Fox wants to know, is there going to be a 2.6? Death Fox, right now, we haven't made that determination. There was going to be, and Doc was going to be in charge of it. But based on the things that have gone down the past few weeks, or actually the last week, we're going to take a little bit of time off, work on our plan for Beta 3, and then we'll take inventory and see if we want to do a 2.6 or a 2.7 or just basically move into Beta 3. Civvy wants to know if I'm his bitch. No, that is Kane who is my bitch. So sorry, Civvy, but thanks for the Metallica MP3 this morning. Mr. Mischief wants to pimp himself and make a shout-out to all his homies in Maine. He says, I want to shout-out to all the people in SoCo Wood Hood. So there you go, Mr. Mischief. And P.S. Straight Shot says he's having a tryout next Saturday at 9 Eastern. Look for them in pound PS-UT and drop Straight Shot or Shocky a PM and let them know. And congrats to them as... didn't they win this week or did they lose? I forgot. I think they got punked by Knox, didn't they? Sorry, Straight Shot. Better luck next time. Back to the show. We are moving into some of the community comments here that we saw on the forums. While I'm not actually going to go through each comment or each thread, as I'm sure many of you have seen those the past week or so, we are aware that as developers, we are not going to be able to please everyone with our development. But as I said, Beta 2.5 seemed to breathe some new life back into the mod. And we feel the release was very successful based on the comments we saw in IRC on the night of the release and on the forums the following day, following a few days after the release. Majority of the community did have words of praise, and there were still some issues that seemed to continue in 2.5. Big issue was the awaiting snapshot bug, which... fortunately, some still seem to have problems with it. I've run into a collection of gamers who have it. Cool Killer says, well, it happened to me. Sab Titano, well, he says, I can confirm that it happens on the clan server when there's over 15 people. Roadkill Savant says, sorry to say, but I'm experiencing this as well. BFME Wizard, awaiting snapshot still happens in 2.5. And TG1 Lucky, he says the awaiting snapshot bug has been there since 2.4. Unfortunately, you know what? I haven't got it yet. I'm still waiting to get that bug, but this does not mean that we are not listening and we are not seeing what you guys are saying regarding this issue. And we will be looking into that. Maybe there is a fix. I know somebody was it Vinsky? I think it was one of our QA guys posted turning off a couple of CVARs in order to get it to work. So. Hang in there. We are looking into this issue, and hopefully it's a minor issue, and actually, hopefully it's a client issue and not our software, but we will see. We have had an influx of gamers that continue to support the mod and are introduced to it. The release of 2.5 has put us up on top again for Quake 3 mods. Now we just get some new gamers back into Quake 3, which I think they're slowly coming. But overall, the game is holding its own. Actually, Quake 3 is holding its own against such big releases as Medal of Honor, Allied Assault, and Wolfenstein. Speaking of Medal of Honor and Wolfenstein, I finally had an opportunity this week to sit down with both games and venture into them at some length. While I haven't finished either of them in single-player mode, I am quite amazed by them. Needless to say, I continue to get my ass handed to me trying to storm Omaha Beach. The landing gate would drop on the landing craft, and I felt like a deer in the headlights as I just stood there and got lit up. Aside from that, the maps are really something to behold. I'm quite impressed with some of the Wolfenstein levels. While I'm not sure the name of it, the one with the gondola is pretty impressive. Just the texturing. Again, as I continue to say, texturing plays a vital role in the overall development of a level. While I do know playability and the flow of a map are important, texturing makes or breaks a map, in my opinion. So, it's my opinion. If you don't like it, that's fine. You can go play Counter-Strike. I've been getting lost in MOA and Wolfenstein here for the past week or so. And hopefully later today I will be getting a beta copy of Soldier of Fortune 2, thanks to a Poxel over at Raven Software. I am, along with a couple of the other guys on Urban Terror, on Silicon Ice, going to be beta testing this for Raven and Rick Johnson and those guys who are working on the project. And I know we look forward to doing that. Should be a good time. Of course, it really won't take away from our game. Actually, it will, because I know we'll be spending every waking minute on that planet. But we'll be beta testing that, and who knows? Maybe we'll use some of those ideas in Beta 3.0. There's a little Jimi Hendrix all along the Watchtower, Urban Radio. little schism. For all you freaks out there, this is Tool.
Pure attention, trust me.
All right, we're back. I'm Oswald, you're on Urban Radio. We played a little Jimi Hendrix All Along the Watchtower and a little Schism from Tool. Hope you enjoyed that. I've seen some good comments about the music this week. I guess I have good taste, right? No, I just listen to what the community wants. That's right. What does the future hold for Silicon Eyes, for Urban Terror, for the community, for everything? Well, we will get into that in just a moment. Got some other questions here that have been coming in. D-Slaw wants to know what's going to be in 2.6, and I think I've already touched on that right now. Oh, we don't know. And D-Slaw, sorry, no, you cannot have voice in our channel, sorry. Hi, C, wants to know how you use the exploding monkey. figure it out yourself. We can't tell you. That'll ruin all the fun of being an Easter egg, right? Fummel, I'm sure I screwed his name up because I know I did last week, says he has a question. He says, it's somewhat bothering to me that we've never celebrated Urban Terror's birthday. Actually, we did. From year one to year two, actually, when was it? God, it had to be sometime last year. Maybe December when we released Beta 2, or I think when we released Beta 2, I had a long story, post, thread, whatever you want to call it, about the changes that we've made from Beta 1 to Beta 2. And we will do the same thing from Beta 1 to Beta 2 to Beta 3 when we release Beta 3. But no, we did, we sort of touched on it. I know I had it posted in, I believe it was on the website at one time. I will, I'll try to dig that up here and see if I still have it and try to get it on the website so you guys can check it out. It was more or less, I guess, our celebration of what we had accomplished from Beta 1 to Beta 2. P.S. Rumpel Foreskin wants to know if we're going to allow gamers to pick up items that are dropped once a player dies. We are looking into that. I know that's something that has come up on the suggestions forum. We may look into that. And hopefully it'll please some of you. Vinsanity wants to give a shout-out to Clan Unified. Join their channel, Pound Unified, supporters of Urban Terror. Overall, we feel, as I said before, the release of Beta 2.5 was a success, but there is still much work ahead of Silicon Eyes. But with good news comes some bad news. Ooh, I'm actually in the game. Oh, and it is a 2.4 server. You know, it was a 2.5 server when I joined on there originally. Why it's back to 2.4 is beyond me. Weird.